This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Arrogance Towards the Poor. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let me ask you this. How do we treat poor Muslims? How do we treat unwealthy or less fortunate Muslims? Do we love them? Do we care for them? Or do we despise and hate and avoid them? Are we humble in front of them? Or do we display arrogance in front of them? These questions are very critical for us to be able to check if we are still on the path of Islam or not. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, he said, "Keep on having love for poor Muslims. Anyone who despises them and shows arrogance to them, he has slipped away from Allah's religion. Allah will despise him and send his wrath upon him." Brothers and sisters, you know, sometimes we feel that some of these shortcomings that we have or we may have, they are not very serious issues. But when we turn towards the words of Ahlul Bayt, the instructions of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, we see that they're more than serious issues. So if you are being insulting towards like a poor Muslim, it is not something that Allah is just going to look the other way and just let you, you know, walk away with it. No, Imam says that it jeopardizes your faith in Allah, you know, and you being on the path of Islam. Did you notice that if a person is arrogant towards the poor, less fortunate and unwealthy Muslims, Allah will send his wrath upon that person because he's no longer on the path of Islam, of Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. This is what this statement of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is informing us about. Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam always paid special attention towards poor Muslims. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing about arrogance, more specifically arrogance towards the poor, right? So we see that, you know, the downside of being arrogant, especially towards the poor, is very obvious. And what's it at stake? It's our deen. It's us being on the path of Islam. And we talked about it before the break, where Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that if you are like this towards the poor Muslims, then you are no longer on the path of Islam. Okay? Now, one may ask, how can I be humble? How can I show this humility? While much can be said in this regard, but let's turn towards a saying of Imam Musa Qasim alayhi salam, who is the seventh divinely appointed Imam, who said, "Humility means that your behavior to people must be in the same way as you expect of their behavior." It's a very straightforward, simple, and easy formula that the Imam has provided to us. Imam Qasim alayhi salam also mentions the degrees of humility that we will discuss in the next program, but let's just discuss this for a second. Imagine if you were a poor person, right? You didn't have wealth, you didn't have the bare minimum means to get by, and you were a Muslim, and you're looking at, you know, other Muslims who have more than you do, and they are not, you know, that much struggling in their lives in terms of their wealth and in terms of the facilities that they enjoy. How really do you expect them at that point to treat you, like in what manner, right? How do you expect them to approach you, to treat you, to talk to you, to entertain you, to help you? I mean, whatever the answer is, this is what Islam expects from us to when it comes to the other poor Muslims. So inshallah, let's contemplate and not just think, inshallah, try to act. Thank you.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.